This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Brian Slover. Brian, the amateur draft just recently took place. What do you remember about getting drafted?
It was a fun, exciting day. Sitting behind the computer waiting for my name to be called. Had no idea where I was going to go, no idea what to expect. And I ended up going in the eighth, and the Blue Jays, when they called my name, wasn't really expecting it. Hadn't heard too much from the Blue Jays. Heard some from a couple other teams, but was excited and ready to come out and play some baseball.
So what was the next step after you got drafted?
Just waiting for that phone call to find out when I was going to be leaving. Sit there and go over all the signing the papers and stuff, but just ready to come out and play baseball.
You're from California, from Covina. What team did you grow up rooting for?
The Angels.
Any player in particular?
When Troy Gloss was there, I loved watching Troy Gloss play.
Now, you started off as a position player. In fact, you were recruited to college as a catcher, and then you had to make that transition to pitcher. What was that about?
Had a good arm, and pitchers were struggling a little bit, and I was struggling a little bit behind the plate, and so they threw me on the mound. It's the best decision they've made so far.
Has that helped you out at all, do you think, that you've got that catcher's mentality in the background and now being out there on the mound?
Yeah, I think it does, because I sit there and I watch the hitters and I pay attention to the hitters as if I was still catching. And then I take that all in and kind of use it towards my pitching. Maybe have a little more of an advantage than some of the pitchers that have never hit and don't know what a hitter's looking for, maybe.
So here you are in the minors. Last year you made your debut. This year you're in the Midwest League. How's being in the minors compared to what you thought it would be like?
It's fun. I like it. It's a lot more laid back than I thought. It's a great situation. I love being around all the guys and just kind of doing your own thing. And it's now all on you. It's your future. And so the hard work you put in pays out for you. And that's what you got to do.
You're being used in the late innings this year, around about the seventh, eighth innings or so. So what do you do up until then during a game?
Hang out and watch the game. Just try to stay focused as much as possible. Watch the hitters. Try to see what they're doing, see how you can get them out for when you do come in the game.
How do you learn? How do you learn about these hitters that you've never seen before?
You watch the pitches they're swinging at early in the game. You watch their approach and maybe what they're looking for first pitch, stuff like that. You just got to pay attention.
What's the personality of this Lansing Lugnuts bullpen?
There's some characters down there. It's it's fun. It's fun to be around these guys. A bunch of different personalities, and we all get along and we all click real well.
You hear about with a relief pitcher, particularly one like you, comes in at the very end of the game, that part of it is you're pitching based on all that you've worked on, and then part of it is you're pitching on adrenaline. Is that true?
Yeah, once you get out there, you kind of just forget your mechanics, forget everything, and you just do what you've been doing your whole life and just get back into the program. You kind of forget about your leg kick and this and that. It just all comes into one.
I guess the first pitch that you learned when you were transitioning, you already knew the fastball. Mm-hmm. Where did you go from there? How about the slider that you learned?
Yeah, I was mostly fastball slider once I started pitching from catching. And then once I got here to the minor leagues, I started working on the changeup. And so now it's all three pitches.
Talking to Brian Slover of the Lansing Lugnuts. Brian, what's your best baseball moment that you can remember?
Best baseball moment? When I was a freshman in high school, I actually shared a no-hitter on varsity. So that was my best sports moment.
By sharing it, were you the guy who finished it off or started it?
I started it. Went about, I think it was half the game, and then someone else came in and finished the other half.
So what was that feeling like when the final out happened? Or actually, were you tense all the way leading up to that final out?
I actually didn't realize we had a no-hitter going until the very end. Someone said it, and after the no-hitter, I was pretty excited. Got my name up on a board, and it'll be there for forever now, so it's exciting.
What did you do in the offseason after making your pro debut last year and then coming into spring training? What did you do in between?
A lot of hanging out, just try to enjoy my off time. I knew I was going to have a long season coming up, but just hung out with the family, and that was pretty much it. Got ready to come back.
Finally, if not baseball, what would you be doing with your life?
In college, I was set up to be a high school teacher and like a coach, like a PE coach, yeah, and that kind of stuff. So that's probably where I'd be right now.
Brian, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.